Sunday, everyone. I hope you all had a great weekend. The sun is shining here in Columbus, Ohio, so I wanted to come on here before I started church service. This is a new week, right? So that means that you have to renew your mind, you know, and get more strength and keep a positive attitude, because there are brighter days ahead, you know. And I tell myself that every day before I became a life coach, you know, because there were some days where I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But once I became, you know, a life coach for other people, it helped me in my own life as well, you know. And I think that once we're able to see that there is light at the end of that tunnel, that means that we have secured our faith, you know, because God would not steer us in the wrong direction. You know, He will take us and guide us on that path that is meant for us. You know, we can't focus on the bad things. We have to focus on the good things in life. You know, waking up in the morning, opening your eyes, that's a blessing right there in itself. That means that there are brighter days ahead. And you have to take that, you know, and take the rest of the week and go from there, you know. I think that this is the time that we all should renew our minds and just focus hard on the things that you want to accomplish, you know, and you will be able to do that. You just have to have that small mustard seed of faith. It doesn't have to be big faith, because it will get there, because it got there for me. But I think it got there for me because I had to renew my mind. I had to renew my relationship with God, because that was what I was missing, you know. And now He's starting to let me see so many different things that I never seen before, you know. And it's amazing how God works, you know. And I know that right now some of you all may be going through some things, but those things won't last forever, because there are brighter days ahead, you know. And I just want to come on here to say that, because, you know, we all have our days to where we may feel down and out about something, right? But I think that once you start to open up that space for yourself and let God in, everything's going to work out in your favor, you know. I think that sometimes we get distracted by certain things, you know, and those things won't take us to the next level. You have to be able to want to go there, you know, and want to experience life, you know. So that's why I think it's important that you take that time out for yourself. You can start today. Start today by getting a notebook and write down 10 affirmations that you have for yourself for the week. And in my last podcast that I did a few days ago, I talked about affirmations, right? Because affirmations has helped me get through some of my toughest days emotionally, you know, and spiritually, because I didn't know what direction I was going. So once God instilled that faith in me and I secured it, all things are starting to make sense, you know, because sometimes you have to stop what you're doing and just have that time to think to yourself. And it's okay if you want to be alone and be by yourself to understand what I'm saying, because we all been there. I've been there several times. And I think this is the reason why I decided to come up with this podcast, is because there are going to be different things that I may talk about. You know, some episodes might be a little the same, some might be different. It just all depends on what I'm thinking about, you know, at that moment. This wasn't a scheduled podcast at all. It wasn't. I got up, I said my prayers, you know, and I just said, you know what? God put this on my heart today. You know, He wants me to speak to the people and speak some positivity into them for the week, you know. And sometimes God uses you in that way just to brighten up your day, or just to kind of put that positivity into your life, you know? And I think it's important that we as individuals, we do that, you know, we take that time to figure out how we want our week to go, you know, and that one small positive thing that you're thinking about will change your whole perspective on life, you know, because that's what happened to me. I had to change my whole perspective on life, you know. I had to have people come into my life and show me certain things, you know, and those people might not even stay in your life the way you want them to, but that's okay, because, you know, that term season, reason, lifetime, that is so true, you know, because God uses people to show you things, and it may just be for a brief second, or for that moment, you know, or for that month, or for that year, and then once he does that, they move on to the next person and help them have a different perspective. So I say this, is just continue to think positive. Don't have negative thoughts, because that one negative thought can ruin your whole day. And you have to just continue just to create that space for yourself that you know that you need. You don't have to tell anybody about what you're doing. Just do it, right? Just do it, and do it daily if you have to. And one thing I do want to say is you have to pray. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at, how old you are, your race. God does not care about that. He just wants to know that you're going to let him into your heart, you know. And then once you let him into your heart, God will give you what your heart desires. You just have to let him in and let him know that you're serious about it, you know? Because I think at times we're scared to take that extra step. But once you take that extra step, that's where faith lies. Faith lies there, right? You don't have to go to a church to feel what I'm saying, okay? You can read a good book. You can go on YouTube and watch something positive, spiritual, motivational, encouraging. You can do all those things. But once you do all those things and you take notes, then your life will change. Okay? But you have to just have patience. Have patience with yourself and have patience with God, because that's where it starts. And that's why I came up with my business, Positive Mindset, because you have to keep that same cycle going. You can't be positive one day and then have negative thoughts the next day, because we all have been there, you know. Some of us may be more vocal about it than others, but this is the reason why it's important to do that, because each and every day you have to renew your mind and just continue to access God, because he's available to you every single day, every moment of the day, every hour of the day. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you all there. And I hope that you all have a happy Sunday. Have a great work week. And if you ever just want to reach out to me for certain encouraging words, you can reach me at positivemindset19@yahoo.com. Just let me know. And if you just want some prayer, just let me know. And I can do that for you. Just drop me an inbox. Okay, and I appreciate you all for following me. And I'll be back. Peace. Good morning, good evening, wherever you're located. My name is Shafon Miller. I'm a life empowerment coach. I'm here in Columbus, Ohio. And it's about 8:55 here. I haven't really been doing my podcast for a while. You know, sometimes you have to take that time out for self-care, you know, and just kind of get your mind right, you know, and just do other things. So I came on here today. Of course, you know, it's 12 days until the new year. So there's a lot of things that has happened within the past couple of, you know, weeks, days, I must say, you know. And today, what I wanted to talk about was sacrifices. You know, during this whole pandemic, you know, it's been very hard for a lot of us, you know, for those that have lost loved ones, for those that have not been able to really hang out with their friends and stuff like that, you know. So I think that, you know, it's definitely life-changing, you know. And I think for 2021, we have to change our mindset, you know. As for myself, I have to make a lot of sacrifices, you know, because my mother, you know, is high risk, and my father is too, because he's older, you know. So I think that for myself, I had to make certain sacrifices that some people didn't have to make, you know. And that's just the way life is, because God led me to that decision. You know, it wasn't something that I had to really think about. I did it because I knew that if I didn't, I would have to suffer the consequences, you know. So since the pandemic started, you know, last year, I haven't been able to hang out with my friends, been able to really, you know, go out anywhere, out to eat or anything like that. I've been in the house with my parents, working from home, you know, saving money and doing what I have to do to kind of just keep my sanity, you know, and just keep from, you know, being out there, you know, in the public and fearing that, you know, I could end up with COVID, you know. And the crazy thing for me is, you know, this whole time, you know, you really think that things will get better, you know, and don't get me wrong, they are. But I think that we have to look at it in different perspective. You know, we have to think that, you know, it's going to get worse before it's going to get better, you know. And I just think that once we have that kind of mindset, then we'll be able to understand why certain sacrifices are needed, you know. And, you know, I always look back, you know, before the pandemic and thought about the things that I thought that I missed. And honestly, it shifted my mindset, because it told me I didn't have to go out to eat and or be around my friends or, you know, go out and get my hair done, my nails done, or what have you. Because at the end of the day, those things don't matter. Yes, you want to, you know, go out there and, you know, self-care and, you know, do all that kind of stuff to pamper yourself and all that. But for me, that wasn't the route that God had me on. God had me on my own journey, spiritual journey, I must say, you know. And, you know, and I think that I'm really blessed to say that I'm glad that he did that for me, you know. Everybody's life is different, and some people don't have to make sacrifices, you know, but I did. And don't get me wrong, in the beginning, I was wondering, like, why me? Like, why do I have to, you know, be in the house and not be around other people, you know? And it's because, you know, my mom has, you know, a condition, and I cannot sacrifice, you know, getting her sick. And so that's where my mindset has shifted, you know, because, you know, I can't be selfish. And it definitely helped me grow in all areas of my life by not being able, you know, to do certain things. So, you know, and I'm blessed and I'm grateful that I was put in that position, you know, to do that, you know, because sometimes that's just the way life is, you know. And it's funny because I'm kind of getting off subject here a little bit, but I was at work today and I was talking to a client of mine, and I think it was a divine to happen, because, you know, of course, with where I work, people always get the negative things as of, you know, we don't answer our phones or anything like that, or we're disrespectful. No. And that's, you know, and I feel like that's here nor there. But something really, really, really made my day today, and it made that person's day as well, you know, because the individual that I was speaking with, you know, was telling me how, you know, her mother had died from COVID, so did her aunt, you know, and this person was just speaking to me like I was one of, you know, her friends, you know. And she also said, you know, I never really do this, you know, but it's just something about who you are as a person. She said, I don't even know you from Adam, but just by the, what did she say? The sound of your voice, I just knew that I was able to be open with you, you know. And so I just sat there for a minute and let her talk, because it clicked to me. And it says, sometimes people, you know, just need to vent and need to just let somebody listen to them, you know, because sometimes in this world that we live in, people are just so selfish and they won't take the time out to hear what other people are feeling, you know. And I think at that moment I shut down. Like, all I was thinking about was our conversation, you know. And it's crazy, because when I told her, like, oh, by the way, I'm a life coach, and she said, you know what, this is crazy, because I know of a program that would be just for you if you're interested, you know. And I began, you know, asking her what it was and writing it down, you know. And she could tell that I was a sister, because I guess, you know, how my demeanor was, and, you know, and I was just grateful to have that conversation with this young lady, because it really at that moment made me realize that I'm happy that I made the choice of being able to be in the house and be around my mom and my father more, you know. Because before the pandemic, you know, I was wanting to hang out with my friends and, you know, have a couple drinks, whatever, you know. And now it's like my whole mindset and perspective on life is different, you know. And I think too, in between that time, it helped me find God too. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's the joy of it, you know, was just being able to do that, you know. But so yeah, so that's the moral of that story, is that, but other than that, I just feel that sometimes in life you have to make sacrifices, you know. I mean, unfortunately, that's the way that life is, you know. You have to do that. So, you know, I know I haven't been on here in a while, to put out an episode, and I didn't want to be on here that long, but I just wanted to share that, with you all. I know that it's okay to make sacrifices, you know. It's okay to, you know, not being able to be around your friends and do the normal activities that you're used to doing, you know, because at the end of the day, you have to think about your loved ones and think about, you know, what could happen, you know, if something were to happen. Yeah, I get it. God is my source, and I know that, you know, He will make things happen and all that. But at the same time, there is a reason for all this, you know. You know, of course, the whole world, you know, is so sad right now. But I feel like there are certain things that will have you thinking during this time. Like, you know what? There are certain things that I can work on as an individual. You know, time for yourself, just to sit there and relax and not run here or run there and worry about going to this restaurant, that restaurant, and just trying to do all these different things, you know. So, and I think that that's what it has taught me, you know, last year and into this year, is that you have to just sometimes make sacrifices, and nothing is wrong with that, you know. And sometimes you have to take a step away from the things that you're used to, you know, and that's just the way life is, you know. So other than that, you know, I just want to kind of leave this here. I will come back here, you know, in a few weeks. I'm sorry about that. My mom's in the background. But anyways, I just hope that you all have a fantastic new year, and, you know, you get out there and,
you know, just do the best you can do in your life. You know, there's so many opportunities out there that I would hate for you to pass up, you know, but as of right now, it's still a pandemic. Don't forget that. And wear your mask, you know, be safe, you know, and just take that time for yourself, okay, because it's much needed. So I want to leave you with that. Like I always say, if you ever want to be on my podcast, send me an email, positivemindset19@yahoo.com. Thanks for your time. Have a blessed one. Peace.